Madison Solid Rock 94.1 JJO. Bracken Hunter in the mornings is what we're doing right here in the mornings. Doing a show.
Keep stalling because I'm
doing the show.
Reviewing sports right
just
now.
Just two guys that are doing.
All right, you can hit the button. This
all right, serious. We good? Okay. I wasn't sure where the second verse was going to go. All right, time for sports. Jesus.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you want a Bud product, you stocked up.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Especially for a long weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got something in my throat here. It sucks.
I'm not going to say anything about what's in your throat.
I know what you were going to say. You don't have to say it. You just have a dirty mind.
What?
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Major League Baseball yesterday. Let's just get through some scores, and you know we're gonna settle this. Mariners, Tigers yesterday, 9-3. Mariners winning that one. Royals beat the White Sox 9-7. Jays beating the Cubs 5-3. The Blue Jays there, man. High scoring games yesterday.
Yeah, dingers, man. Maybe they let the steroids back in. Hell yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I like that. There are some games tonight. Cubs going to be in Toronto at 7:07. Seattle going to be in Detroit at 7:10. Kansas City over in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Let's see. Moving on. Let's talk about tennis. Serena Williams scheduled to play a second round U.S. Open match today against number 2 seeded Annette. God, dude, come on.
Wait,
is there any effing normal names in tennis?
No.
Annette Kontaveit. Kontaveit.
Yeah. Close enough. Close enough.
Just, we get it.
Wait. Hold on. I thought she won yesterday because we were talking about yesterday.
Well, it's more than just one match.
So she hasn't won the Grand Slam yet.
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
But by the way she looks and the way she hits that tennis ball.
Yeah.
Put my money on it.
Yeah,
The match could be historic, as it could be the last time the legendary Serena Williams plays as a professional before officially retiring. I don't think she's going to lose. I mean, who's Annette? Is she good?
I've never heard of her.
Me neither.
Obviously, by the way you pronounce her name, so I think either way, I don't know. Good enough to get there, but, I mean, if you're going up against Serena Williams, you just got to be like, all right, this would be a good one to tell my grandkids. You know, that I lost to her because how are they going to beat her?
So what's going on here? So the U.S. Open match today. So how many more matches does it take for her to get to the championship?
I have no idea because you and I tried to figure out the scoring one time, and it's based on a clock from old French times. And I just, we'll just wait until the story comes like, all right, she officially won. Okay, good. That's all we know.
So because they play like the best of what? Best of, is it? 7 or 5?
Like I just explained to you, Hunter, I have no idea what's going on. It was based on a clock in old French times, okay? Let's just wait till the end. We'll figure it out then.
All I know is the court is sometimes grass, sometimes it's clay.
Yeah.
You hit it with
sometimes it's hard, you know? Sometimes it's like it's asphalt, all right?
Which is kind of interesting. A grass court, huh?
Yeah.
What are they roll that grass so hard, or is it just...
Yeah, it's got to be pretty tight. I think clay is more interesting to me.
You think so? I think grass is more interesting because I'm wondering how they get it that hard. Well, like I'm trying to think of like the hardest green that I've put.
That's
it
what
on.
I mean. So to me, you've seen some really like a fast green.
Still
like, you know,
I still don't think a tennis ball would bounce well off a green though.
I don't know. When you're hitting 128 miles an hour, it might. Yeah, you know what
right.
I mean?
It's no joke. Anyway, yeah, some tennis tonight. If you want to see Serena Williams possibly play her last match, there you go, U.S. Open. Moving on, esports. Many NFL fans, the Super Bowl's Vince Lombardi Trophy. It was designed and is created each year by the luxurious jeweler made by Tiffany. Tiffany Company. Tiffany also makes the championship trophies for Major League Baseball, NBA. And now they're making a championship trophy for League of Legends.
Really?
Yeah, the Summoner's Cup has been redesigned and now features a combination of sterling silver, fine silver, stainless steel, brass, and wood, weighs in at 44 pounds.
You know, we don't really talk about much in the esports world, but dude, that is, it's huge. It is, and at some point, it's going to take over, it's going to surpass, you know, the revenue of the actual sports, right?
I'm telling you, I think all, like, future sports is going to be, I don't know, a bunch of robots. Am I being weird by saying that? But
here, I just looked it up.
I feel like less and less people are signing up to play sports nowadays. And then it's eventually it's just going to be like, hey, we don't have anybody to play. We need to make our players.
I am 100%. I think it'll always be there. I think physical sports will always be there. But at some point, though, it's going to be surpassed. And it's going to be like esports and then just all the other games. Sports. So here, I just looked it up. In 2022, the global esports market was valued at just over $1.38 billion.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, you say it all the time. Like, I don't understand how people can sit there and watch somebody play a video game.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. There's your answer.
Dude, it's crazy, man.
Ask those people.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of money around that. Dude, that's crazy. What billion?
$1.38 billion. And by 2025, they're thinking $1.87 billion. So nearing $2 billion for the esports market.
They filled gymnasiums.
Yeah.
They filled. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
They watch people play.
Yep. Well, and the teams. The teams Fortnite, and everything. Man. Yeah, Fortnite. I mean, but that's the thing is that, and we're just, I'm talking about sports, but you got to include League of Legends, Fortnite.
Fortnite is just, it's still huge.
People do, there's tournaments for like the Call of Duty stuff, you know, all the like, you know, the team, like the team, I can't think, I'm so not into this, but you know what I'm saying. You know, it's crazy, man. Yeah. So,
anyway, yeah, esports, man, getting their own, the Summoner's Cup, League of Legends, 44 pounds, just an amazing trophy.
Crazy, dude. Crazy.
Made by Tiffany and company.
Who'd have thunk it?
Girls love Tiffany, don't they?
They do. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
What did Tiffany do?
It's kind of plain.
All the girls are just like, oh, my God, that's what I want. I want that so badly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Well, advertising, and it's really been hard on us guys because it ain't cheap.
No, it's not. So there you go. I got more sports coming up next hour. Soccer, a little bit possibly, and some more baseball. So
it's football. Football. Right? Is that what it is? All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock
one. Gangster. Damn, it really does feel good to be a gangster.
It does. It's not easy sometimes.
Yeah. But we do it, though. Every single dir. We're gangster.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. Anyway, 7:27, I want to make sure you got enough time, so let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm thirsty, well, you said,
good.
Yeah.
Our IT guy, Terry. What's up, Terry? Terry's listening.
Terry.
Sent me a message this morning. I'm going to use it for sports. It's kind of a little sport-related message he sent me. This is kind of cool. It was actually a picture, and it's a picture of a sign on a golf course, I believe. And it reads, a recent study found that the average golfer walks about 900 miles a year. Another study found that golfers drink, on average, 22 gallons of alcohol a year, which means, on average, golfers get about 41 miles to the gallon. Kind of makes you a little proud, doesn't it?
In this day and age, that's good gas mileage right there. That's good gas
41
mileage.
41 miles to the gallon.
I'll take that, man. I'll take that. However, I don't know. Do you think you walk 900 miles?
Nope. Not me. I ride in a cart.
Yeah.
I'm walking to my ball. That's it.
Even then, you get that close. You get that cart close.
You know, I had a buddy the other day. He's like, yeah, man, I think I'm going to go out and walk. And I was like, I think I'm not going to go golf with you. Why?
Well, have fun.
I mean, I've walked a few times, and there is something about walking and golf. It is nice. I mean, you're more in tune with the nature. And a lot of people claim you play better golf because you're kind of stretched out, you're walking, you got the blood going, blah, blah, blah. I just love the cart, though. It's so nice to be able to hop into something that takes you right there.
Yeah.
Ask John Daly. He'll tell you.
I have no desire to walk through an entire round of golf. Like, I like golf, don't get me wrong, But nowhere. I don't think I could muster up the excitement to do a
full. It's got to be at the right time of year. It's got for me. Like, I'm not walking a golf course when it's 98 degrees out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I got to put Gold Bond down my pants because I'm chafing.
Like, why don't they let the pros use carts? I mean, is it really that bad? Is it really that bad?
Well, I mean.
Or at least, you know, carts on paths. Because all the ones that they're playing on have, like, cart paths everywhere, right? You know what I mean?
It would be convenient. But I don't even think the pros would take the carts. I don't think they would.
I don't know. I think maybe in their mind, like, they're so used to not having a cart. But you're fine, like, all right, guys, you can use carts. I think a lot of them would be like. Awesome.
The game would look different, too. I mean, you got a bunch of carts going down the fairways now. You don't have the guys walking. It's kind of like a, you know, aesthetics. For the spectators, you know, it's kind of nice to watch the guys walk down the fairway. It's easy.
I don't know. There's something hilarious about John Daly hauling ass down a golf course. All right.
You know what? I saw it in first person a couple months ago. And you know what? What hole was it? 14 or 15, I think.
Yeah.
He rolls up. It's right, you know, right there by the like North Pier, and you know that corner right there.
Yeah.
So John Daly rolls up in his cart. Wham! First to the tee box, obviously, because he's got a cart. And then I watch the other guys kind of roll up, and this is probably a good solid minute, I would say, maybe a little over a minute, and then they finally roll up to the tee box and get ready. And I'm kind of studying these guys. I'm like, it's got to piss these guys off. They're like, he's already ready. He's swinging a club.
Yeah, he's there.
Why do we have to walk?
You know, and it tires you out to walking. You know what I mean? By that 18th hole. Dude, I'm tired.
Especially Harbor Shores.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know. You should do it.
900 miles a year you're walking if you're out there walking.
Not me. I'm lucky if I get 9 miles a year on the golf course. Maybe.
I'll pay extra for the cart. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Anyway, fun fact. And, hey, thanks, Terry, for texting me that.
Terry.
Moving on. Tennis. Kind of important. Serena Williams scheduled to play a second round of the U.S. Open match today against number 2 seeded Annette
You didn't get it last hour. I don't think you're going to get it this hour. So I would
just a bunch of strange names in tennis. Yeah. The match could be historic, as it could be the last time the legendary Serena Williams plays as a professional before officially retiring. So, yeah, don't miss it. She's going to be out there today and
smoking tennis balls.
It's just smoking tennis balls. You know, I think the safe bet would be to bet on her, right?
Yeah.
But this is number 2 seeded. And that she must be very good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't get to that level not being able to.
What's Serena Williams seated?
I don't know. Number 1?
Number 1?
Maybe.
It should be. I mean, she's the best tennis player. Well, or was, at least. It's interesting, man. I don't know. Serena Williams. I never really was a big tennis, you know, but I'll watch it sometimes.
Yeah, it's fun. Every once in a while, you're flipping through the channels. You see it on there. A couple people.
I'll turn it on and close my eyes a few times.
I can make it work. I can make it work.
It's interesting, the people going to the tennis matches. Yeah. Like they're filling stadiums.
Yep.
I'm like, what? I'm trying to think of, like, have I ever been, hey, you want to go to a tennis match?
I don't think I've
ever heard that in my life.
No, it's never been brought up to me, like a professional tennis match.
Like, where's the nearest professional tennis match we could go to? Like,
let me look this up now. I'm interested. Hold on.
Like if we wanted to go watch, you know, well, Pete Sampras, is he still around?
I think he retired a while ago. That's the deep cut you got? Yeah.
First name, Andre Agassi.
Is he still doing it? Pro tennis tickets. Let's see here.
I feel like we got to travel.
So, like, U.S. Open is where we'd have to go. There's a watch party at a bar in South Bend. That's not what I want. I want to be. There's the Capital City Tennis Classic in Lansing. That's the MSU indoor tennis facility.
Is it professional?
No, it's the Capital City Tennis Classic, so I don't think U.S. Open tickets.
So we're not going to be going to watch.
This is a lot harder. Well, okay, U.S. Tennis, Arthur Ashe Stadium. $145 starting price there.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
I guess it is kind of a prestigious sport, you know.
A lot of it looks like all these are in Flushing, New York. Yeah. Billie Jean King. That's who I was trying to think of yesterday. Billie Jean King.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. We'll see. But no, I don't think we're going to a tennis match anytime soon. You got anything else? Anything else?
That's it, basically. I mean, we had esports that we talked about last hour. And, well, you know what? Actually, real quick, because we're going to be talking about this throughout the rest of the week as well. And I'm just going to throw it out there. Who do you got, Notre Dame or Ohio State this weekend? Oh,
God, I want to say Notre Dame, but Ohio State is just so good. Like, I hate it. I hate that
I think Ohio State's seeded number two. I think Notre Dame's number five.
I mean, I would love to see.
Two teams I despise.
Yeah.
But I'm cheering for Notre Dame.
Oh, of course. Yeah, always.
Let's go.
Satan could be playing Ohio State. I'm like, here we go, Satan. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Satan. Here we go. Yeah. Anybody could be playing Ohio State, and I'll be cheering for them.
Because
F Ohio State, all right? That's what I said.
What is it about them? I don't think it's just us. I think everybody.
Well, it's not their fault. They're just from Ohio. It's trickle down from the fact that they're from Ohio. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of great people at Ohio State. I'm sure there is. But I'm sorry.
It's going to be a tough match, man. It's gonna be probably a fat chance Notre Dame pulls this one off. But come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's God's team. Notre Dame, God's team. Let's do it.
Touchdown, Jesus.
Touchdown, Jesus.
Let's go. Anyway, just wanted to bring that up. We'll talk about more on that coming up this week.
So. Beautiful. All right. Well, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.